This year, as we've done before, we've tried to take it a little bit different direction, in case some of you might have been here last year or the year before or what have you. And Keith took the laboring oar this time in putting on paper and on the slides and for our presentation an idea he's been talking about for a long time with me. And you may have seen this concept kind of slide into the presentation if you've watched it before. And we decided this year to really run with it a little bit. And it's the general holistic view of what it is that technology transaction lawyers doing these kinds of deals are really doing. At the most narrow view, you say, well, we're negotiating the terms, right? We're drafting contracts and negotiating contracts. But as those of you who do this regularly know, it's actually a whole lot more than that. And it involves, herding a lot of cats, dealing with a lot of issues. I mean, we heard about the kind of issues in the last presentation, just figuring out the model of the business to match the agreement structure alone is a challenging thing. And so for this presentation, we're going to talk a little bit about that holistic view of adapting the contracting process to different points in the business model, and helping not only contract up a business model, but really kind of reengineering the model to be consistent with the legal issues that you're dealing with. And then we're going to look at how that plays out in various stages of the business model in various industries. I think you'll find it's a really interesting conversation. The best part is Keith's going to take the lead, and I'm just going to do color commentary. So, but Keith, with that, why don't you give it a go?
Excellent. All right, so we coined the term business model engineering. What do we mean by business model engineering? Well, this isn't about a single contract or a single negotiation or alliance. Really, this is your client or your corporation comes to you with a business need.